Burke, with a good jump on that ball, glided back into left center field to haul it down. So Mizell's bid for a base hit taken away. One out now in the batter, Richie Ashburn. Richie 0 for 2. He grounded out to third and struck out, was called out in the third inning. Batting 290. Bob Bruce to Ashburn High, ball one. Richie picked up his first home run for the 1962 season in Chicago. That was his first since 1959, July of 1959. There's a strike call. One ball, one strike. Richie twice has led the National League in batting. 1-1 pitch bounced down to the second baseman, Amal Fatano. High hop, he grabs it, throws to first base in time. That ball bounced high, just about over the head of Joe, but he went up with a glove hand to haul it down and complete the play at first base. Two men out now, and Elio Chico in the batter. Elio with a base hit and the strikeout, one for two. Batting 256.
At bat, number seven, Elio Chico.
And the first pitch to Chacon, just outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. Elio, right-handed batter, being played short by the infield. He runs well. 1-0 pitch, outside, ball two. That pitch down below the knees, two balls and no strikes. Warwick in center field, a shallow center field. The left fielder playing fairly deep, that's Al Spangler. Right fielder also deep, Jim Pendleton. Bob Bruce back to Chacon with a slider outside, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. It's a 7-1 game, two men out, top of the fifth inning. Houston leading. 3-0 pitch is outside, ball four. And now while Chacon walks to first base and Cliff Cook comes in, we'll take this opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, 810 on your radio dial, where the time is 31 and a half minutes past 11 o'clock.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Houston, Texas. Score of the ball game, 7-1. The Mets batting now. Colts lead it. Chacon at first base and Cliff Cook the batter. Bob Bruce with a curveball has popped up high in the air to the second base side. Joe Malfitano is there waiting for the ball to come down. And he makes the catch to retire the side. In the inning for the Mets, no runs, no hits, no errors. One walk, one man left. The score at the end of 4 1/2 innings of play. The Houston Colts 7, the New York Mets 1. While we wait for Mizell to complete the lineups, the warm-ups, let's check the lineups on the scores. Milwaukee 7, LA 1, Pittsburgh 6, Chicago 3, Cincinnati 8, San Francisco nothing. Philadelphia at St. Louis not scheduled. In the American League, Minnesota 5, Los Angeles 4, Boston 4, Baltimore 7, Boston 4, Washington 4, Cleveland 3. At the end of 3 1/2, Kansas City 6, the White Sox 4. Holland pitching for Chicago, Bascoin for Kansas City. And New York and Detroit, not scheduled. Right here, it's a 7-1 game in favor of Houston as Mizell winds up to pitch to his first man here in the bottom half of the fifth. And the first pitch is taken over the outside corner for a strike. Jim Pendleton, the batter. Pendleton with a base hit and a fly ball to center field. One for two. He bats from the right-hand side. Mizell back with a slow changeup. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. It will be Jim Pendleton, Norm Larker, and Carl Warwick against Mizell here in the bottom half of the fifth. Now the left-hander with a 1-1 pitch. A let-up, it's popped up. Coming back a home plate now, the catcher, Sammy Taylor. He has room, and he makes the catch. One out as Pendleton goes down to Sammy Taylor in foul territory. And now the batter, Norm Larker. Norm, 1-for-2. He picked up a single in the first inning. Colts had 7 runs on 6 hits in the first inning. And he popped up to the shortstop. Larker, left-handed batter. Mizell, who came on in the ballgame in the first inning with no one out, has given up only one base hit. Curveball at just outside, ball one. Mizell back to Norm Larker with a slow curve that's low inside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes, one out. Houston, 7 runs on 6 hits. The Mets have 1 run on 4. Vinegar Ben into the big windup, and the 2-0 pitch is lying into right center field. Ashburn coming over, takes it on the first bounce. And Larker holds at first base with his second hit of the game. And that's the second hit off Mizell. And it brings up Carl Warwick. Warwick broke the ball game open in the first inning with a 2-run home run. That was his 5th of the year. He is also flat out to left field, so he is 1-for-2. Batting right-handed. Norm Larker at first base being held on by Thromberry. And the first pitch by Mizell is inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Warwick at one time in the Los Angeles Dodger organization. He was sort of the heir apparent to center field for many years, but never could quite make it. He was traded to St. Louis and had a shot there and couldn't make it, but he has come on big here for the Colt 45s. 1-0 pitch outside, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Warwick went to the Cardinals from the Dodgers, along with infielder Bobby Lillis, who is also on this ball club, for infielder Darryl Spencer. 2-0 pitch to Warwick. Swung on and missed, strike one. A big swing by Carl. Two balls and one strike. Warwick came to this ball club and the deal that sent Bobby Shantz to St. Louis. Mizell now, 2 balls and 1 strike. And his pitch back to Warwick is inside for ball three. 3 balls and 1. Mets will arrive in New York at Idyllwild Airport at 1:54 Eastern Daylight Time tomorrow afternoon, then play a night game tomorrow night. They'll open up against the Cubs. There's a throw to first base, but Larker, who was only about 2 steps off, just walks back in. Now the 3-1 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hal Smith is in the on-deck circle, which might indicate that they're switching catchers due to the left-handed pitching of Vinegar Ben Mizell. Renew the catcher, a left-handed batter. There's a throw again to first base on the 3-2 count, and again Larker back. Colts lead at 7-1. 3 balls and 2 strikes, one out. Again to first base, and again Larker back. Now the stretch. The look at first base and now to the plate. The runner going. This ball hit deep to left field. Moving over to left field in deep left field is Frank Thomas, and he makes the catch. Coming back from first base to first base after being all the way down to second base, Norm Locker. So Thomas picks up the second out of the inning, and here's Hal Smith. Smith, the right-handed batter, being used against the left-handed pitcher. Hal, of course, well remembered for the home run that gave the Pittsburgh Pirates a two-run lead in the final game of the World Series in 1960. Yankees later tied it up, and then Mazeroski got all the claim to fame when he hit one off Rob Terry in the ninth inning to win it for Pittsburgh. Still say Smith's home run a big one. Kyle Smith, the right-handed batter. And the first pitch to him is a curveball, swung on and missed strike one. Smith tried to hold up and couldn't. The bat came straight up in the air, but he went around. One strike. Smith batting 252. Hal just about going everywhere that Paul Richards goes. He traded for him when he was at Baltimore and then brought him down here. Fastball, it's fouled away, strike two. Hal, a very good receiver, pulled a play here the other day against the Dodgers that I don't believe has ever been pulled before. He was catching in the ball game against Tiefenauer, who is a knuckleball pitcher, and he had the big glove on, which is very hard to handle. A ball was hit out to the outfield, and a play to the plate was coming up. And as Tiefenauer came by Smith to back up the play, he took his fielder's glove, exchanged that with Tiefenauer. Tiefenauer took the catcher's glove. He took the throw with the fielder's glove, made the tag for the out. That's pretty fast thinking right there. Two strike pitch to Hal outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes. On the hard slide at home, it's very tough, much tougher to hold on to the ball with a big catcher's glove, let alone a catcher's glove. Have much more ball control with a fielder's glove. One ball, two strikes, two outs. A runner at first, and the pitch back to Smith outside, ball two. So the count now, three deuces on the board, 2-2 and 2. 7-1 game Houston, bottom half of the fifth. The on-deck batter, Bob Aspermonte. Barker at first base with a short lead. And Mizell back to Smith low for a full count now. Three balls and two strikes. So we'll see Locker go at first base with two outs. Now Mizell set. Thronberry in back of the runner. The runner goes. The pitch is swung on foul off the glove of Sammy Taylor. So the count will stay at three balls and two strikes. Three balls and two strikes with two outs. Locker at first, edging off. He goes. The pitch to the plate is hit sharply through the middle into center field. Locker now going for third base. Aspen up with the ball, throws in, loses the ball. Locker now is going to score. There's a throw to second base, not in time. Ricky Aspen up with the ball is making a routine throw to second base. Locker had third base standing up. And as he took the ball out of his glove, went back to throw it, it fell out of his hand. So Locker continued on to home after the error. And moving on down to second base, Hal Smith. Score of the ball game now 8-1, and that's the third error in the ball game for the Mets. Bob Aspromonte at second base, Hal Smith. A run in. Two outs now. And the score 8-1 in favor of the Colts. Aspromonte 0-2 in the ballgame. He has flied out to center field both times up. Bob playing at third base, a right-handed batter. Has a brother in the Cleveland Indian organization, Ken Aspromonte. Now time called as Aspromonte moves over to get some rosin. It's a warm night here in Houston. It's been warm here. Temperatures ranging around 91, 92 all day long, and humidity up around 70, 75%. Mizell set, and the first pitch to Aspromonte, taken outside, ball one. One ball, no strikes. You know, my beer is Rheingold, the dry beer. How about you? Just about enough time to open up or order up a Rheingold before the action starts again. Mizell into the stretch, looking at his runner at second base. And the 1-0 pitch to Aspromonte. Swung on and missed, strike one. One ball, one strike. Aspromonte makes his home in Brooklyn. Speaking of Brooklyn, the famous Brooklyn Giant playoff game will be replayed July 14th in an old-timers day. Curveball popped up in foul territory behind home plate and going out of play. So the cat now, one ball and two strikes. Yes, on July 14th, stars such as Jackie Robinson, Jim Hearn, Ralph Barranca, Bobby Thompson, many, many others, all invited to participate in a old-timers game honoring and recreating the famous playoff series between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Giants. Won by the Giants in 1951. That game will precede the regular game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Two-inning ball game. And some of those fellows like Newcomb and Barranca, we saw them in batting practice. They still fire. They look good. Mizell with a 1-2 pitch. This one has popped up straight back of the home plate. Coming back again is Taylor, and again it goes out of play. So the count will stay at one ball and two strikes. The other day, Don Newcomb was throwing batting practice to the Los Angeles Dodgers when they were in town, and he was soaring very, very nicely. Had good zip on the ball. Also, Barranca came out to throw, and he looked good. Date of that ball game, July 14th. Mark it down. Of course, the Dodgers will be in town. That probably is the only incentive you need, because the Dodgers certainly have packed them in their return to the Polo Grounds in New York. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And Mizell with a fastball is pulled foul down the left field line, out of play. So for the third time, one ball and two strikes. Hal Smith at second base. Two outs. 8-1 game, Houston. Mizell into the stretch. And the pitch, a curveball, popped up into shallow left field. Thomas coming on, Ashburn coming on. Ashburn calls, and he makes the catch. And that retires the side. In the inning for the Colt 45s, one run on two hits. There was one error and one man left. And the score at the end of five innings of play. The Houston Colt 45s, 8. The New York Mets, 1. Moving out of the top of the sixth inning, the Houston Colt 45s, 8 runs on 8 hits. They picked up 7 of their runs in this ballgame in the first inning, scoring 6 of them off Jay Hook, who was the starting pitcher. He didn't get anyone out. He gave up 5 hits, struck out none, and walked none. And the other one was scored off of Vinegar Ben Mizell, who came in the first inning. Mizell has pitched well since coming in. He has given up only 3 base hits. It's a Met half of the sixth inning, and Frank Thomas steps in. And in the ballgame as catcher, Hal Smith. He was a pinch hitter for Renu, who was the starting catcher. First pitch to Thomas, swung on and missed, strike one. Big curveball by Bruce. Bob Bruce, now working through 5 innings, has given up 1 run on a total of 4 base hits. He has struck out 3 and has walked 3. Now the right-hander to Thomas for a second pitch. A bunt out in front of the plate. Smith up with the ball. Throws the first base in plenty of time. A good play. Off the base. The first base for Norm Larker off of the base. We were going to say a good play by Larker as he went up and high for that ball and he couldn't get back to the bag. So it will be an error on the catcher, Hal Smith. Thomas safe at first base on the air. And the batter now, Marv Thornberry. That's the first error of the ball game for the Houston Colt 45. Thornberry at first base of the batter. He had a home run in the second inning to account for the only run of the ball game for New York. Left-handed batter. And the first pitch to him is a curveball low inside, ball one. One ball, no strike. Marv also picked up a walk in the fourth inning, so he is 1-for-1. One old pitch, a curveball that drops over, strike 2-1. One ball, one strike. Slow curveball by Bob Bruce that just sort of fell down into the strike zone. One ball, one strike. This is Bruce's 8th start of the season. There's a curve that bounces in the dirt. Smith blocks it out in front of the plate and holding at first base, Frank Thomas. Bruce's 8th start and his 12th appearance of the year. He's pitched 2 complete games. Now time as Norm Larker goes over to talk to Bruce. Part of the fact that Bruce has worked with at least a 6-run lead in the ballgame, he's had a relief man up in the bullpen twice. Mets have left 5 men on through 5 innings. Now the 2-1 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 2. Curveball in good position right around the knees on the inside corner of the plate. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dolly Hemus, who is the mayor of Houston, coaching at third base. He knows more people than a real good politician. There's a curve hit out to shallow left field. Coming on quickly is Al Spangler. He can't get to it. It drops in. Going to third base is Thomas. The throw there is not in time. Now moving on to second base. On the throw to third is Mark Thornberry. So a base hit for Thornberry. That's his second in the ballgame. He's 2-for-2. And once more, there's a sign for someone to get warm in the bullpen for the Colt 45. Mets now as they trail by 7 with runners at second and third and no one out here in the top of the 6th. And the batter's Charlie Neal. Charlie Neal, who's had a perfect night, 2-for-2. He and Thornberry accounting for 4 of the 5 hits off of Bob Bruce.
At bat number 4, Charlie Neal.
Neil playing second base. Batting right-handed. Infield playing back. No one out. Runners at second, third. In the first pitch, a fastball swung and a miss. Strike one. Neil is 5-for-7 in this series against the Colt 45. The one strike pitch to Charlie. Fastball outside. Ball one. One ball, one strike. Ken McKenzie now up for the New York Mets.
Hey, popcorn. Hey, hold on, popcorn.
Frank Thomas at third base. At second base, Morris Thornberry. And Bruce outside with a curveball. Ball two. Two balls and one strike. Dirk Farrell warming up in the bullpen for the Houston Colt 45. Farrell was the losing pitcher in the first game of the series. There's a fastball that's popped up in foul territory over on the first base side and going out of play. So they count two balls and two strikes with no one out. Farrell, after he had lost that ball game, he lost it 3-1, was quoted by the newspapers here in Houston as saying that he didn't have to throw his curveball. He could beat the Mets with just his fastball alone. Two pitch. Curveball outside, ball three. Of course, there's always the answer to that one. How'd he make out? He lost it 3-1. Right here, three balls and two strikes. Charlie Neal is 8-for-14 for the season against the Colt 45. And the 3-2 pitch to Charlie Neal. He tries to check his swing. It was inside, but it hit the bat and went out of play. So Charlie misses a walk as he tried to get out of the way of that ball. And the count holds at three balls and two strikes. The on-deck batter is Sammy Taylor. Carl Warwick, a very shallow center field. Again, the 3-2 pitch to Charlie. Swung on and missed, strike three. So Neal goes out swinging. That's the fourth strikeout by Bob Bruce. And the first out here in the sixth inning. And the batter now, Sammy Taylor. Sammy has walked and grounded out to the first baseman unassisted. 0-for-1. Left-handed batter. Runners at second and third. One out. 8-1 game in favor of the Colt 45. First pitch is hit right back to the middle. The shortstop up with the ball will go to first base as Frank Thomas scores from third in the out. So now the score of the ball game 8-2. And while we have a second here before Jim Hickman comes to bat, we'll take this opportunity to pause for station identification.
This is WGY Schenectady, where you can hear all the games of the New York Mets. For baseball, for the best in music, for comprehensive, reliable news reporting, stay tuned to WGY.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Houston, Texas. Score of the ball game now 8-2. And at third base, Marv Thornberry with Jim Hickman batting with two outs. And the first pitch to Jim is a curve outside, ball one. Bruce into the windup, and the 1-0 pitch to Jim. An attempt at a bunt, and a throw to third base, almost going in the left field. A good play by Bob Aspermonte to keep it from going in the left field. The play will go as a strike on Jim Hickman as he tried to beat out a bunt. And a good play for Bob Aspermonte. Marv Thornberry started to move in on the bunt in order to score, then had to scramble back as Smith made a throw down there, but the throw was bad. One ball, one strike, two out. Curveball that's up high, ball two. Two balls and one strike. Houston with 7 runs in the first inning, added one more in the fifth. The Mets scored 1 in the second, and has scored 1 here in the top of the sixth. There's a curve hit hard down to Aspermonte. He comes up with it, makes the sidearm throw to first base in time to retire the side. In the inning for the New York Mets, 1 run on 1 hit. There was 1 error and 1 man left. And the score at the end of 5 1/2 innings of play. The Houston Colts 45-8, the New York Mets 2. And the ball game going along now to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Score of the game, 8-2 in favor of Houston as they come to bat against Vinegar Van Mizell. And the first batter will be Bob Lillis. First pitch to him, line down the left field line, but foul. Third base umpire giving the sign quickly that it was a foul ball. So one strike now on Lillis as he leads off here in the sixth. Lillis has walked and grounded out to second, 0 for 1. Mizell into the lineup, and the one strike pitch. Change up, hit to center field. Asks for moving back about 15 steps is there, and he makes the catch. Out number one. In the National League in a day game, Milwaukee defeated Los Angeles 7-1 as Bob Shaw picked up his 8th victory. Hank Aaron had a home run in that ball game. Pittsburgh defeated Chicago 6-3. Behind the pitching of Bob Friend, he has now won 7 and lost 7. Hulk, Williams, and Sano home runs in that ballgame. Incidentally, Williams will be in the Polo Grounds as of tomorrow night. Cubs coming in for a 4-game series. Here's the pitcher, Bob Bruce. And Mizell catches a strike with a curveball, strike one. In a night game, the Cincinnati Reds defeated the San Francisco Giants 8-0. Joey Jay, a 3-hitter. That's his 9th win of the year. He has lost 6. Losing pitcher was Billy Pierce. There's a curveball low, ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Billy Pierce, incidentally, in that ball game had a 2-inch cut on the Achilles tendon on the heel, and he was taken to the hospital for observation. A 1-1 pitch to Bruce outside, ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. Those are the scores of the only other games in the National League, with the exception of the one right here in Houston. Houston leading now 8-2. Philadelphia and St. Louis not scheduled. One out as Mizell cranks for the 2-1 pitch. Slow curve that drops over, called strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And 2 strikes. Pitch back to the plate, hit on the ground slowly to third. Cook up with the ball, throws across to get his man. 2 men out now, and while we have time, we pause for station identification.
The time, 5 minutes past 12, WABC, New York's first station for music and sports.
Ralph Kiner along with Bob Murphy and Lindsey Nelson from Houston, Texas. It's the bottom half of the sixth inning. Score 8-2 in favor of the Colts. And the batter's Al Spangler. Al has 1 hit and 3 times up. He has scored a run. He has driven 2 in. Spangler batting 275. Two outs and the first pitch to Spangler by Mizell is right at his head. Down he goes. The ball goes on by up against the screen. Ball one. Spangler really had to bail out from under that one. 1 ball and no strike. In today's game, Minnesota defeated Los Angeles 5-4. As Jim Cott picked up the victory, the loser was Fowler in relief. Barry Allen and Moran had home runs in that ball game. Also during the daytime, Baltimore 7, Boston 4, with Barber the winner, 5-4 now. The loser, Mambo Cat. Robinson a home run, Brooks Robinson. And Gentile a home run. Gentile now 17. 1-0 pitch to Spangler outside. Two balls and no strike. So Gentile now taking over second place in the home run derby in the major leagues. Willie Mays leads it with 21. Cepeda of the Giants also has 17, so Gentile is tied with him. In night ball, the Washington Senators defeated Cleveland 4-3. As Katina picked up the win for Washington, the losing pitcher was Gary Bell. And also in a night game, through five innings, Kansas City way out in front of the Chicago White Sox. 9-4. 2-0 pitch to Spangler. Hit deep to right field, but foul. Spangler with a big swing got out in front of that fastball. Two balls and one strike. In that White Sox-Kansas City game, Bass is now in. He came in the game in the fourth inning. Zanny going for the White Sox. Ed Charles has had two home runs in the ball game. Landis has had one. Lumpy has had one. New York and Detroit were not scheduled. 2-1 pitch to Spangler. A strike call. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Right here, the score 8-2. Mets trail as they work with two outs and the 2-2 count on Al Spangler. Mizell back with a slow curve outside and low. Ball three. So a full count to Al Spangler. The on-deck batter, Joe Malfitano. Mizell's uniform is soaking wet. It's a very humid night. A 3-2 pitch to the left-handed batter. Popped up in foul territory. Coming over is Sammy Taylor. He has room and he makes a catch to retire the side. So in the inning for the Colt 45, three up and three down, the score at the end of six innings of play. The Houston Colt 45's 8. The New York Mets 2.
Joe Christopher up as a pinch hitter batting for Vinegar Ben Mizell. And the pitch is taken outside, ball one. Yes, sir, after this series with the mosquitoes coming in pretty strong, we'll be ready for a safari. Now right-hander Bob Bruce. Into his windup, the pitch to Christopher, a curve in the dirt. Outside and low, one ball, one strike. Texans tell you not to worry about a thing, that they'll be leaving here before very long. Well, I think the mosquitoes go down to the Gulf area, to Port Arthur and Galveston, where they spend a very leisurely summer, and they come back about the time you're ready to get September going. The 1-1 pitch, a high pop fly down the left field line, just in behind third. Aspermonte, near the rim of the outfield grass, takes it for the out. One away and nobody on. Now in the top of the seventh inning, here's Richie Ashburn at the top of the order. Vinegar Ben Mizell turned in a strong job in relief tonight for the New York Mets. He held the Colt 45s in check to give the Mets a chance to try and get back in the ballgame. But so far, right-hander Bob Bruce has been a tough puzzle to solve. Richie hitting at 287. Pitched by the right-hander, a fastball over, a call strike. Richie 0 for 3 in the game, has grounded out third to first, taken a call third strike, and been thrown out by Joey Malapitano. Now Bruce over the head, around comes the right arm. Curve lashed toward the hole, fielded by the first baseman Larker. He races to the bag, makes the play unassisted, two down. Ball hit sharply by Ashburn, but Larker, lunging off to his right and being a left-hander, was able to handle the ball on the first hop. Two outs and nobody on. The batter will be Elio Chacon. Elio has struck out, lined a base hit into left field, and drawn a walk. One hit and two times up. Elio hitting at 256. A little bit low, Elio laying off of it. One ball, no strikes. For the Colt 45s, eight runs on eight hits and one error. New York Mets, two runs on five hits and three errors. First time in a long time, the Mets have committed three errors in one ballgame. Outside, ball two, 2-0. Vinegar Ben works six innings. Ball three, Bruce behind on Elio Chacon now. Three balls and no strikes. Bob Moore hit a right-hander, loosening up in the bullpen for the New York Mets to hurl in the last half of the inning. Now Bruce behind, 3-0 on little Elio Chacon. In comes the pitch to him. Too high, it's ball four, and Elio is on. The third straight time he's been on in the game. That's the fourth walk given up by Bob Bruce, and it brings up Cliff Cook. Cliff 0 for 3 has been struck out, fly to center, and hit a high pop fly taken by Malafitano out behind second in short center field. Mets trying to stir it up and get back in this ball game. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. Pitch by Bruce. The runner goes. The pitch outside the peg. He steals the base. Elio with a big jump that time on Bob Bruce. He wasn't running any risk with the jump he got that time. Not bad baseball at all, that kind of a jump. He was already safely entrenched on the bag when the throw arrived from Hal Smith. Bruce apparently failed to look him back at all, and Elio took off. So give Elio Chacon a stolen base. He sets himself up in scoring position. 2 men away, one ball and no strikes. A foul ball raked back into the screen. One ball, one strike. For Elio Chacon, he now has stolen 5 bases. Frank Thomas crouched in the on-deck circle, hoping that Cook can save him a turn at bat here on the top of the seventh. Now the pitch on the way. Breaking ball outside and low. 2 balls and 1 strike. Elsewhere in baseball today, the Dodgers and Giants both lost. So the Dodgers maintain a 2-game lead. And the Minnesota Twins of Sam Mealy, by winning, take undisputed possession of first place in the American League's tight race. Count 2-1 on Cliff Cook. The pitch by Bruce. He tried to hold up, but he went too far, says Frank Sicori, and the count is even 2-2. Bruce challenged his power with the fastball up in his eyes, and Cliff went after, started after it, then tried to hold up, but he had started too strong. Elio Chacon on second, 2 men down. Pitching 2-2. Curve gets the outside corner, strike 3 call. Real good pitch by Bob Bruce as he chalks up his fifth strike out of the game. In the seventh inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, 1 left on. And now at the end of 6.5 innings, the score here at Colt Stadium in Houston, Texas, the Houston Colt 45-8 and the New York Mets 2. Bob Moore head into hurl now for Casey Stengel's New York Mets. For Bob, his 16th appearance of the year, his first of the season against the Colt 45s. Bob has worked a total of 42 innings, has won none and lost none. Vinegar Ben Mizell turned in a good relief job. Vinegar, in 6 innings, allowed 2 runs. Only 1 of the 2 was earned. He gave up just 3 scattered hits, walked only 2 men, and he struck out none. Good job by Vinegar Ben, who came on to replace the starter for the New York Mets, Jay Hook, when Jay was unable to retire a hitter in the opening inning of the game. The Colt 45 scored 7 of their 8 runs in the first inning. Now Joey Malafitano is up in the last half of the seventh inning. Right-handed batting second baseman takes a pitch at the letters, ball one. Malafitano, 1 hit and 3 times up. Pitch by Moorhead. Fastball this time on the outside edge of the plate. 1 ball, 1 strike. Bob likes to mix up his fastball, curves, and sliders. It's been used both as a starter and a relief hurler by Casey. The 1-1 pitch. Outside and low, it's ball two, 2-1. Watch. Nobody on, nobody out. We're in the last half of the seventh. A little bit outside, and Moorhead goes behind on a Malafitano. Pitching 3-1. That's a strike on the outside corner. A full count, 3-2. The only other game going is the game in Kansas City, and it's a real Pier 6 brawl. Ball four is outside. On 3-2, a Malafitano walks, leading off the home seventh inning. There is beginning to smell a little bit like rain. We had a threat of rain